Okay, I see. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Rochelle. Okay, I want to make sure you guys check when you send a message, make sure, great, thank you, that you have everyone checked, not just to direct message. And that way everyone can see what you have to say. So it's good to see. Hey, thanks for my background. I, you know, it's been dark. I'll never forget my first call. Y'all, by the way, I'm Coach Judith. Welcome to the Handling the Holidays worksheet call on the calendar, working on your calendar. What I was going to say, my first call that I ever did, of course, you know, I struggle with anxiety. So please excuse the gum in my mouth. Because when you have anxiety and comes before I start coaching, my mouth gets very dry. So I want to be able to speak. I do. I love my job. I'm so proud of the work I have done with my anxiety. Learning to speak up and find my voice has been very important to me. But I was going to say, the first call I ever did, someone was like, "Are you in a sauna?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm not in a sauna. This is my son's room. I actually put this wall up. I stained all those pieces to cover a very large wall mural that he had there." So I am Coach Judith. I am one of the No BS private coaches. I joined No BS in 2017. I've lost 80 pounds. I have been an employee. I was a mentor with No BS. I'm doing some rough math here, but maybe three years. I've been to every camp except Kathy's Transformation Weekend. And Corinne hired me. I like to think of I was her 46th birthday present. She hired me on her birthday, y'all, July 12th of, oh my gosh, 2020. Okay, so there we go. So tonight, I have been dropping in the link. I want to make sure that you all have seen it, where we're going to be working from. And make sure you have a link to where we're going to be. This is, for your benefit, this is an interactive call. Right now, everyone's on mute. And so you can totally have the option to have your camera on or off. And we will be doing some interacting as we progress through the call. You have access to features. Some of you have already given me like the thumbs up. And there's smiley faces in there. And if you know, there's if you want to be coached later on, it's going to be a few minutes, you can raise your hand. I will call you up. I will spotlight myself and you, and we'll do some coaching. We're going to do some talking. So I have dropped the links in, and I want to give a shout out. Today's Veterans Day, and I want to make special note to thank you if you are a veteran, or if you someone you love, a spouse, has served our country. Just want to thank you. And to make special note, when we're planning for the events coming up, that Hanukkah starts this year, the week after Thanksgiving. So I want to give a special shout out to you guys. And with that said, I want to ask you the first interactive question, and you can raise your hand. Who has already been to one of the worksheet calls? You know, who's already been? What did you learn, or what was your takeaway? And if this is your first call, what are you hoping to gain? So I'd love to call somebody up. You need to raise your hand. This is your chance to get on camera and chat with Coach Judith. Put some pressure on y'all. Don't leave me hanging. Who's been to a call? Someone in here has been to a call. Help these newbies out. Marilyn, this is your first call. Happy you're here. Thank you, Beverly. Your husband served, he is in Vietnam, or he is a Vietnam veteran. Anyone else? This is your first live call, and you have done, Amy has done call replays. So I am going to give a brief, I'm just scanning. I know you might see my head looking around. This is a new to me format, having all of your faces at once. And I just want to make sure. And Teresa, this is the first call in the Handling the Holiday series. Great. Excited you're here. Camille, she's getting back on track. This is her first time. Camille, you got this. Let me tell you, we are always moving forward. Don't think of this as either or. I'm just going to keep going. As long as you never stop, you are exactly where you need to be. You just keep going. Betty has done the calls as well, and she loves my lights. Thank you. First live replay. Anyone else having audio issues? Maybe it's just me. Anybody? Toby is having audio. If you're having audio, please let me know. Okay. First call for the holiday series. Great. Great calls. Usually can never join calls because you're off schedule. Glad you made it, Teresa. Lisa's getting back on track. And Lisa MC is never effing giving up. I love that. That's right. You know, okay, Mary, there was a vibration, no BS for life, no problems with the audio. Wow. Okay. Y'all are really getting some messages in here. No issues. Good to know. Good to know. All right. We're going to move on, and I'm going to give you the preview. This is going to be my second attempt at screen share. I think I've got this figured out. If you haven't seen the Handling the Holidays, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. So right now, this is the Handling Holidays page. And you get to it from the self-study, the self-paced workshop. I don't know if you can see my cursor over here. Handling the Holidays, getting started. And there's our queen. So the format, we have some nice features that I want to highlight. Again, there are many of you. This is your first call, the structure of Handling the Holidays, and because this is what we're going to be progressing forward with through the new year until we do our special event on Sunday, January 2nd. I'm not going to get the title right, but it's Creating a New You in 2022. I think that's what it is. So here are your resources. You can download the holiday calendar. You can download all of the worksheets here. Just a click. My internet is going a little slow because we are broadcasting. Then we have it set up. This is the meat of the Handling the Holidays course right here. Units 1, 2, 3, and 4 is the meat of the course. Look, I've got mine all checked. I have done them. So module 2 of Handling the Holidays, this is strictly Q&As with Corinne. So just for your information, moving forward, when you scan, like, if you just want to hear Corinne, this is how you can just hear Corinne throughout the holidays, right here in the Q&A calls. Module 3, this is your interactive area. This is where you will find all of the worksheet calls. So we're right here doing the holiday calendar worksheet with Judith. Next week, we have event planning, I believe this, oh, y'all, that's my birthday. Next Saturday, November 20th, I'll be 54. I have no problem sharing information about me. Can you tell? It's on my calendar for one of my special meals. So, and then module 4, Handling the Holidays, themed coaching calls. And these will be coming out soon. And, you know, just want to draw special attention to, we have a grief coach coming on December 16th right here. Jennifer Levine. We are going to have holiday life coaching on money and people pleasing. We have holiday style coaching with guest coach Judith Gatton, binging better with coach Jane Pilger, holiday life coaching, relationships and other people's opinions on November 16th, and a drinking call with coach MJ on December 18th. So that is an overview. I want to show you for this particular section we're working on, this is the abbreviated. So I'm going to click on the doable holiday plan. And to get the sheets just for this call, you can click right here on the holiday calendar worksheet. And so this is going to be our first sheet. You must see this like in a giant screen. So this is the first one. And we're going to give you guys 5 minutes to, so you can see the question. If you don't have the worksheet printed, you can pull out a spiral. Any piece of paper will do. And we're just going to take 5 minutes. And I want you guys to make note of special holidays, special events, meals. Like I put my daughter's coming into town. And that's new to me. I'm a recent empty nester. My daughter has gone back to get her master's. So let's take 5 minutes. It's about 8:14. And I'm gonna hit mute. And I think I'll leave this up on the screen. Not sure. But y'all just keep writing. Y'all start writing. And I'm going to tell you about when it's about 8:14. I go over my notes. So I'm glad I looked over my notes because here it says, I want you guys to remember 3 key things for the holidays. The holidays might feel busy, but you're going to have more normal days than event days. And I'm going to hold off on that part right there. Y'all keep writing. Trying to get it all on one page so you guys can see it. Okay, the bottom part of this worksheet has on there a little bit of math. I'm just going to take a little pause right here. We are not going to be doing the actual calendars during this call. There's like 5 worksheets on this call, and 2 of them are these calendars. I just want to be clear that right now we're just going to work on this. So I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to share with you guys a little bit of my thought process when I did this work. I'm going to stop the screen share. And, you know, there's my holidays, nothing to write home about. But for me, so I did the math through Christmas. I did not consider this into the new year. So it's 43 typical days for me with 8 days of special planning, right? So that boiled down to, y'all, here's the math. 6.2%, 0.62% of my holiday, 129 normal meals with 8 special meals. So think about this when you are planning and when we're getting caught up in the numbers of, You know, so many people have a tendency to want to quit. And what we're talking about is 8 meals to get through the holidays. Gets me through Thanksgiving. It gets me through my birthday. I have a friend from Norway coming into town. I'm going to be... So as I considered these, right, as I looked at my list, like which one do I think is going to give me, like they all emotionally, like the food is not a problem. I just want to go back and say, like the food for me is not a problem. It is the emotion around the day. I'm just going to tell y'all, like for me, the most fun was going to be Kathy Hartman's coming to town. I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and we're going to go to the Biltmore House. And we're going to spend all day together with our husbands, and we're going to see the Van Gogh exhibit, and we're going to have lunch and dinner, I know for sure, together. But that day, I am not worried about that day. But the days that I'm most worried about and close to will be around Thanksgiving, personally, and Christmas. I lost my mother this year, and I even had, I'm just going to be straight up honest with you, probably the best coach for this call was me. I specialize in feelings. And when I got this, I kept putting off wanting to do the calendar, kept putting it off. And if I get a little emotional, you know, I just want y'all to know, like, this is the real deal. I didn't want to think about the holidays. Like, I've accepted my mother passing. That's not a problem, but now, you know, my parents were divorced 20 years ago, and I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about how it's going to be different and who's going to talk about mom and who's not going to talk about mom. Because just like y'all, I have a normal family too, right? But here's what I do know. I know how I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up for myself, and I'm going to be in integrity with myself. But I had a lot of anxiety putting pen to paper. And that's going to be my tendency, because I go down the, you know, the thought loops, the catastrophizing and having my manual for how I think people should show up. So it's never really the food for me. It's going to be managing my emotions and putting things on the calendar. So this really brought a lot of things to the forefront for me personally. And I just want to make note of that. Whatever you're feeling, you have every right to feel. And making some space for your feelings during the holidays is of the utmost importance. And how you want to show up and considering these meals and keeping everything in perspective for yourself, because that's the bottom line. I'm not going to remember the food, but I am going to remember how I showed up with love and an open heart for everyone. So with that said, we're going to transition into we did that one. So here's where we're going to go next. We're going to get interactive right here. So we're going to type this in. So what is your first thought after seeing the set of events on your worksheet? And I'm going to try to keep up with y'all in this chat over here. Oh, Karen, thank you. Yes, you know, and I'm sorry, I was reading it and not reading it out aloud. Karen lost her mom, or lost her dad and her boyfriend 25 years ago, and her mom in August, and she's trying to show up for the holidays, despite the sadness. And you know, the thing about emotions, if y'all get anything from this, is just knowing that when we process the sadness and know that it's normal for us to feel sad and that we're going to miss our people and miss what was, that it's okay to be sad. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. It's going to be okay. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving myself permission and space. And, you know, putting things on the calendar really helped me see and helped ground me in what's going on. Like, yeah, the holidays are coming. Time's not stopping. They're coming. I want to see my family members. I want to show up the best I can. And I can feel my feelings. So Here's some thoughts. Nothing to worry about. 13 is doable for Beverly. So Penny says she set a place for her mom and dad with their picture, and it is warm and inviting. Penny, I love that so much. Thank you for sharing. I have been considering special things I want to do. And when I get that figured out, I will be happy to share with y'all. And I may, Penny, take your tip there. So Dawn says she doesn't want to participate. I think you mean about the holidays. What I'm thinking, since you typed in, I think that's what you mean. And someone, Jackie has a lot of thoughts. Jackie, let's get some thoughts. It's only 11 meals, right, Sherry? It's only 11 meals. I mean, seriously, agreed. Mary, you don't have many, but I kind of like that. I do feel pressure to participate and be on, really, when I really just want to lay low. Okay. I'm sorry. What was the name here? Mary. Mary, that feeling of pressure is coming from thoughts you're having. And when you're having thoughts about being on, and there's part of me, like part of me is like, are you people pleasing? When you really check in with that, with those thoughts, do some TDLing around that. Because what we want you showing up, how you want to show up, you don't have to go or do anything you don't want to do. And when you take ownership of how you want to show up, you're not going to have resentment. You're not going to have anger. You're not going to have pressure. You might have some uncomfortable feelings of, you know, this is different. But if that's what you really want to do, do some TDLing on that. Tracy, oops, I have the holiday as the day, not just one meal. Yeah. Betty, I handle this like a no BS woman. I can work through my thoughts and get through. Oh my goodness, so kick ass. Hugs to all, feel the feels. Thank you, Lisa. And sad I don't have a lot of family where I live, and the holidays always shine a light on that hole. So, Anne, okay, this, I'm just going to tell you, this, yeah, relationships live in our thoughts. And while you may not be close, physically close to your family members, you can still be emotionally close to them by thinking about them and bringing the thoughts to be with you. And holding them close and feeling the feelings of love. I mean, that's totally what I'm going to do with my mom. I do that every day, like tapping into just that relationship still lives, like she's gone, but she is always with me, always with me. I want you shining a light on the love that you have for your family. And it's okay to be sad because you miss them, because you have so many people to love. So Lisa, oh gosh, how will I ever do this? I never planned it like this, and it's overwhelming and scary to work on non-binging and using the buffet table to eat that way at night. Okay, I'm going to have to read this one again because it's just loaded here with some good thoughts. How will you ever do this? You've got an exclamation point, but you're going to figure this out one day at a time. This is perfect for you. I'm going to tell you, I spun out in overwhelm. When I said I didn't want to do this, I didn't want to do it because I was getting overwhelmed because my brain was already at Thanksgiving with the family and no one was talking about my mom. Like I'd already was signed, sealed, and delivered. It was done. And when I slowed down and I filled out my sheets and I put it on there and it really helped me compartmentalize, if you will, like, see, these are just days. It's not like my whole life, but I'm spending all, it's given all this airtime in my brain. So putting it on paper, Lisa, and helping your brain see, you're going to get through this one day at a time, one meal at a time. Overwhelming is coming from your like broad view. I want you focusing on like 1 week, one day. Get it on paper and then just stay in your lane. So the buffet and scary to work, not binging and using the buffet table to eat the night away. Okay. When your thoughts go that far into the future, you are leaving your body here in this moment to deal with something that's not even happening. Come back to today. All right. There are a lot of thoughts in here. So here's what I want to do. Y'all have some amazing things here. Jean says, please talk about your mom at family gatherings. It's been 9 years since my sister passed and she's with us at each holiday. It's bittersweet. Oh, Jean, I see you. I see you right there. Yeah. Y'all can't see the love. I saw you. Okay. Oh, Karen, you're welcome. Thank you. I do work on being very grounded. That if there's anything I have learned, y'all, about emotions, I feel that one, feel them all. I've got a lot of them. I am the perfect coach to be the feelings coach. I have intimate knowledge of all of my feelings. And truth be told, I keep a grounding device with me. And I don't know if it works. Deepak Chopra had it linked on his website and I got it off of Amazon. But it's literally, humans are the only beings that insulate themselves from the earth. And so this grounding is really when we get up in our thoughts, it's called being in your head, right? Your thoughts live up here. And when we spend so much time separating ourselves from our body and not feeling the feelings, we become more disconnected. So the more you practice feeling your feelings, the more you get connected with yourself and allowing yourself some space to feel your feelings, ultimately the healthier being you are. And the worst thing that's going to happen to any of us is feeling a feeling. Going off script here, y'all. Okay, Toby did the math, 150 meals between tomorrow and New Year's Eve. 8 of them are special event meals for me. That is doable. Yes. More mom passing. Okay, so here's what I want to offer because I am very aware of the time. I am not, there are so many comments. I wasn't prepared for how much y'all would talk. Yes, someone saying, may you should raise your hand for coaching tonight. So here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to offer is on this second sheet, I'm just going to show it. It's the one, it actually has number 11 on it. It's the holiday calendar worksheet. And it says, what are your thoughts about the amount of days blocked off for the holiday celebrations versus the other typical days? Circle the thoughts that create the negative feelings. And then my note says, pick someone to coach who has shitty thoughts. So here's what I need. If you have that already, you go ahead and raise your hand. If you want to take a few minutes, give y'all a couple minutes to write. Faylene, I see you. Something's going on about a cake, but I can't see the original post, but May takes the cake. Okay. So again, the question is, what are your thoughts about the amount of days blocked off for the holiday celebrations versus other typical days? Circle the thoughts that create negative feelings. And then you can do the I currently think and I could think. So Faylene, I am going to I'm going to spotlight for everyone. Add spotlight. I think I'm doing this right. Going to ask you to unmute. Hey, can y'all tell me in the chat, do y'all see me and Faylene side by side? Say, Faylene, I can't hear you. Can you?
I haven't spoken yet.
Okay. Let me check the message. Yes. Okay. Faylene, what's going on? What are you thinking?
Well, wow. It's overwhelming me already. We go away for Thanksgiving always from my husband's family down south, which means I don't celebrate with my kids. But even the thought of Christmas coming around the corner has me really anxious and nervous and overwhelmed. And part of me just wants to say, I don't want to do it. And it's around food, but it's also around the family gatherings. I too have lost someone, and so holidays are always tough. So I have four children, and one of my children, they're all older and grown. Two of them have children of their own. And since Trump started and COVID and everything else, there's been this big separation. And so I am the kind of eater who eats when I'm extremely happy. And I also eat when I'm extremely depressed, mm-hmm. or when I'm very sad. So I'm working on the eating when I'm happy, getting something that I really like to eat and doing it moderately. But when it comes to the sad eating or the emotional eating, it's really hard. Thanksgiving is with my husband's family, who is all Latin. And if anybody knows Latin families, they really push you to eat. And all the food is, you know, homemade tortillas and beans and rice and very fattening food, which I love, but I'm a pleaser. So I feel like if I don't eat when they offer everything, then I'm hurting somebody's feelings, or I'm telling them I don't like their food, or I'm just being a stuffy wife, you know, his wife, she's a stuffy one. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, when Christmas comes around, because my daughter's not there, and then my other daughter and my two sons, she doesn't talk to them. She doesn't want to do things with the family. She doesn't want us to be meshed. So at times I just feel like I just want to go away and have my own dinner. And it almost feels like a punishment rather than being joyful. And so just the thought of giving up any kind of food right now feels like more deprivation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Well, here's what I want to ask you. You said some things, you know, you have awareness, your tendency to people pleasing. And I want to ask you, what can you do? Like, are you happy being a people pleaser? Does it make you happy?
That's a double edged sword, because yes, no, I do.
It's not a double edged sword. It's a question.
Well, I mean, the answer seems like I like seeing people happy. But, and it's always been kind of okay for me. I've never had big issues with it until my kids have grown and this issue came. And then they're, without realizing it, they kind of pull me into this issue. So I go up to see my son, my youngest son, and his family moved up to Sacramento, and my oldest son lives up there as well. So when we go up there, they always want to make me happy and do things. So they always want to go out to eat. And I said, we don't have to go out to eat. We can eat at home. I said, no, we're going to take you out to eat. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll go. And then I feel like I have to. I don't know how to tell them it's okay. I want to eat at home. I want to make a meal at home. I want to eat healthy. I don't want to have the planning of it all feels like it's not, I don't have control over it.
Okay, let's stop right here. Okay, because I'm doing like your brain is doing classic. Right. It's going all over. What we're talking about here really is like two meals is what I've heard. You're talking about a meal with your husband's family and a meal with your kids. And so like coming back to what it is and noticing what happens when our thoughts get so far into the future and our bodies are left right here. In the moment, it creates all that anxiety and all that overwhelm. And when it's just one day, it's one meal, it's getting all this airtime, rolling in your head. So coming back to this moment right now, where we're at, where your feet are on the ground, what do you want to do? What is doable? And what is the most loving, kind, compassionate thing for you?
Divide up my holidays.
Okay.
Celebrate with this one, then go celebrate with this one. But I think my hardest thing is to tell my entire family, look, I don't want to be completely excluded from the planning. So just because I'm going to my son's house, I don't want to be excluded from the planning. I need them to know that I need to be a part of it as well. And I need to have control over my meals and what I eat. I don't like eating out all the time, which is what my sons do. Both families, they eat out a ton, but I want to go see my grandkids. And their choices of food are not my choices of food. And I struggle with saying, and I just went through this with my husband as well. The very same thing is, if you order something and I don't order it, please don't say, never mind, we'll get something else, because that adds to my needing. And so my people please just, okay, just get whatever. I'll figure out something from there.
Okay.
And so it's to be awful.
What do you need? You said it twice. I need them to know what?
I have to have control over what's going on for me, over my meals.
Okay.
And how I want to enjoy the holidays.
Okay. And why is that a problem?
They fight me on it.
So?
They think I'm saying it because I just want to make it easy. But so what do I tell them?
Hey, I need to have control over my food, and here's what I'm going to have. This makes me happy. You guys make you happy. You cannot make them happy. You giving in, how do you feel after these events when you eat food you don't want to eat?
I go home feeling horrible.
Yeah.
Like a failure. Uh-huh. Like I might have made them happy, but in the before, if I can make them happy.
You cannot make them happy. I'm going to cut you off. Hold on. You cannot make them happy. You have got to stop telling yourself that. That is a story that you have bought into with years of rehearsing. You cannot make it. You cannot make anyone happy. Do you really think they want to give? I know what you're going to say. Okay. You cannot make them happy. This relationship with yourself, this relationship with others, coming back to you make yourself happy in the most kind and loving way and show up in the holidays how you want to show up in the holidays, period. In control, with authority, making yourself happy, being present with the group. This is not a problem. We're talking about some taquita, or what did you call those? The Mexican food?
Tostitas. Oh my gosh, homemade tortillas.
Oh tortillas. My gosh. I knew there was something in there. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And what if you just planned for them? Because we're talking about one day. There's seriously, where's my math? I've already let my sheep fly here. 43 typical days for me, 8 days. How many was on your sheet? How many typical days?
I got to tell you, when we'll be traveling, so it's every day while we're traveling. I get this horrible anxiety every time we travel, because then, you know, you get on the road really early in the morning. My husband wants to stop and get, you know, sausage and egg biscuits.
Let him get a sausage and egg biscuit. Why is that a problem?
Because what he does is, if I don't get something, he's like, okay, never mind.
Let him do him. You let him.
I would, but then he throws this guilt at me, like, well, then never mind. I won't get anything. We won't stop. Like, well, I'm hungry. I just don't want you to stop at McDonald's.
Then that's what you say. Can we stop at, pack your lunch, pack your food, request. You can make requests.
Okay.
I would like to eat here. When we go on this trip, can we stop here for lunch? Plan it out. He might love it.
I did make one. There's one place I really want to eat. We're going. And I told him, I said, one day we are going to eat a meal at this place. This is where we're going. He said, oh, okay. But most of it seems like it's out of my control. Everybody else seems to have the plans already made when we're traveling. And
okay. So here's, let me tell you this. Even if you don't know where you're going, even if you hit every McDonald's on that trip, you have control what goes in your mouth at every seating. I want to go back and offer to you, you think you eat, you're an emotional eater. And for you, for you, it is going to be learning to feel your feelings and sitting in the discomfort of letting others do others and letting you make yourself happy, the bottom line, because you go home with yourself every night. You're the one that puts yourself to bed and you wake up in the morning. And what you don't want to be doing is feeling resentful and angry at yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. That I'm angry at them because I'm angry at me. And I feel like,
and it's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. The most important thing you can do is take authority of what you have control over. They're going to say words, but none of those, not once did I hear you say anybody shoving food in your face. They're just saying words. They're just saying words.
They're not shoving it in my mouth, but they are putting it in my face.
And be like, I'm not hungry. I only eat when I'm hungry. I can, for you, I want it, you, I want you practicing one day at a time, one meal at a time. When you're doing this planning, controlling yourself, coming back into your body, and making things simple and ease and planning, you can either plan every detail or no detail. If one is too overwhelming, it's going to be one day at a time. Keep this simple for yourself. You know that there's this week stretch where you're going to be traveling and you're going to eat one day at a time. This is not a problem. You get to eat. What's coming up for you right now?
The traveling, we're going to make a couple of stops. And that's the one where I requested one particular meal. And everybody's family's a little dysfunctional, but they're all, for them, every time they see us, it's a, we're going out to eat every meal. And I'm like, I don't want to go out to eat every meal. And they're all saying, okay, we're going here. And so I just kind of said, okay. And then I make bad choices because at that point in time, I'm already frustrated. So, and then I go home that night and I resentful, like I really screwed up, I messed it up again. And then we do it again the next day and then the next day. And every day we're on the road.
Again, I'm so glad you're going to have the replay, because here's what I'm going to tell you one more time. Even if you eat out three meals every day for a week, you have control what goes in your mouth. If you eat when you're hungry and you stop when you've had enough and you get your water, work on your sleep, but making decisions that make you happy and no one else, no one else, period. Keeping in your lane, being mindful of what you want and making yourself happy is the bottom line, and staying grounded in that knowing, like, this is my body. I get to decide. That's some bullshit I tell myself. And work on that relationship you have with yourself of being honest and trusting, and that your brain is going to spin out and think it's thinking, oh, I know your brain because I know your brain.
Well, you know what? I'm happy that somebody else knows it, because I thought I was an anomaly.
You are not an anomaly. This is very, it's common, and it's going to be slow this down. Let yourself feel.
Okay.
What are you feeling right now?
I'm overwhelmed a bit and just scared. And a lot of emotion. I know my one daughter that passed away, as she was there, she was the kind of person that I don't want it. Sorry, I'm not hungry. I don't want it. And I drew some strength from her. But she's not here, so I feel like I'm on my own and a little scared. I've isolated myself. The past 2 years, I've been able to avoid almost every family function with my husband's family because I felt like I just don't have control when I'm there. And I feel like I don't want it to be an issue of contention because their food is a big deal in their family. It's a very big deal. Sharing meals in the Latin culture is very big. It's what you do. It's the way they show love. And I've struggled with this. And I've talked to my husband, but he doesn't quite get it. I feel like I'm going there with no armor and no one to say, it's okay, I'm with you. It's okay.
Okay, that's a story. You do have someone with you, and it's called Faylene. And you're going to build her up every day and every moment. You do have control. Do not let yourself tell that story. Include your daughter with you. You are strong. You are able to figure this out. If you can plan trips and travel and do all these things, you 100% are capable of showing up how you want to show up that makes you happy. That's a story about this food being a big deal. It's let it be a big deal to them. So what for you?
Yeah, I'm one of those people that are afraid of holiday parties because I feel like I don't have control. I pass up holiday parties. I pass them up for 3 or 4 years. And at my age, I don't need to be passing up time with people, especially people I like.
All the
lack of self-control. Yeah.
All the better for you to go on this trip and practice every meal. This is what I'm going to eat out 3 times a day. And I'm always going to choose what I want for me. And even if someone suggests it, doesn't mean you have to eat it. Just take it and walk around with it if you want.
Feels like such a sad place to be scared to go to a family, go see family because you're afraid of no control over eating. I know it sounds silly, but it's real.
It's real because it lives in your thoughts. But again, it's you learning that you have control and you can say no, and that no one is going to put food in your mouth except you. That your brain is telling you a story. Your brain is making this a big deal. Yeah. And you're capable of feeling your emotions and crying. And when we get off this call, I would encourage you to do a TDL. Let it out. Just feel your feelings.
What's a TDL?
A thought download. It's just write out all that you're thinking and feeling. Because here's the thing. This event hasn't even happened yet. And you're telling all these stories. It's a story. You get to decide how you want to show up. And I want you working on what you have control over. It doesn't matter where you go. You have you and the relationship you have with yourself. Honest, trusting, caring, loving. What's going to make me happy?
Okay.
You can do it. It's one day at a time. One day at a time. Slow down. And that's all said with love. Okay. Okay. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
You've got this.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Okay, y'all. Y'all. All right. I'm looking at the time. I got into that. Can you tell? I want to, you know, I don't know that I totally can relate to her That's where my brain was looking at planning. But I have the gift of practice and wisdom. And like I said, I have been to all the camps. I have been doing this work a very long time, and knowing that it's just a story, but she's really in the emotion. And when we're in the emotion, when we're in our habit brain, because it just feels so true. And I know that Faylene, this is very real to her. And the working and processing through the feelings will help her. Slowing it down. I'm looking at my screen here. Okay. Someone else's hand was raised and now I don't see it. Am I correct? Whoever had their hand raised. Here we go. Because I got time to coach one more. So we're going to do get my pages going here. The last worksheet, this one, final page, page number 12. So from the previous sheet, some thoughts you had about your calendar, about the number of days left, the typical events versus the special events. You want to put some thoughts on there? You want to try to run some think, feel, do's? You know, facts are neutral. Thoughts are sentences in your brain. Feelings are vibrations in your body. And the do, stands for what you do when you feel this way. This is why feelings are so important. Because feelings are the motor, they're the generator, they're what drives our do. So the more we learn to feel our feelings and not act on them, the better we are. If we're an emotional eater, the practice would be to feel the sadness. And that would stop right there. It would be think, feel, and feel the sadness. And that would be like in a pause, a space. And then do. Would be not to eat, right? Because an emotional eater is not eating for hunger. An emotional eater is eating to create a feeling or avoid a feeling. And this is all of our work. I dare to guess there's not one no BS woman who hasn't emotionally eaten. All right. Anyone want to raise their hand, get coached on any thought, anything, and have any questions about the think, feel, do cycle? Have any questions? D, I see you up there. I'm going to ask you to unmute and I'm going to spotlight you. Okay. Hey.
Hi. I just had a question regarding, every year we spend some time with my in-laws and they tend to fight and make the holiday not feel very special. So in that think, feel, do, you know, my think is Thanksgiving is going to be awkward. That his parents are just going to fight. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be special. That feeling makes me just feel dread, bummed. Like, I don't want to go. But I don't know what the do action is. Like, I don't know how to do it, like how to decide a do action when it's responsive to someone else's behavior.
So in those moments when you are, so this event hasn't happened. And so we're kind of assuming, right? When we're having thoughts that what if,
right? Right.
And so you're feeling dread because you're thinking, yeah, they're going to do it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you going to this event?
Because my husband wants to.
Okay. So when you show up because you love your husband and you think about him and you know, your do line would be to take care of yourself, love your husband, and let the parents do the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Let them argue. It means nothing about you. Nothing about your husband, but letting them have let them say words and not get involved.
And like, then when my husband is, he's always very bummed and like, he doesn't work through his emotions. That's not on me, but it always affects me, I guess. So I just never, it ends up just, it's just such an uncomfortable day. And then I'm frustrated with him. So yeah, I want to be there for him, but I don't also want it to affect, I want to learn to let it go so it doesn't affect me.
Yeah. So that work for you will look like you thinking about how you do want to show up. I love my husband. I love my husband. This is how I show up. I let him be bummed.
Okay.
I let him express his emotions at his level of comfort and let him do him, because you want to be supportive. You want to be loving. You want to be mindful of what he says and how he feels, but mostly you want to not, how do you see yourself showing up? What kind of wife do you want to be?
I want to be able to just, it's hard. Like there's this selfish, not selfish side where it's like, this is, you know, we've done this for about 10 years and it's just a really hard way to want to spend the holidays. But there's the other side of me. It's like, I want to show up. I try to, you know, have the positive version of myself. I think that gets frustrating though, because it's kind of draining. But yeah, I just want to show up, like be there, try to add positive energy, and then like get in the car, forget it, because it feels like after all these years, it's out of my hands, and go home and resume with our life and not let it interfere with our marriage anymore.
Yeah. What I hear, you know, I heard Corinne mention this in the call the other day, and we don't talk a lot about this, but that ability to carry two models at once. Mm-hmm. Like you can let your thoughts and feelings about the event, like you can be bummed. Mm-hmm. You can be sad. This can be unfortunate. I had a counselor gift me one time. It was the best sentence ever. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And, you know, that experience, it's unfortunate right. That they choose to do this behavior. It's unfortunate. That it for your husband, it's unfortunate for everyone, but it doesn't mean you don't love your husband and you can't show up. We don't want to show up overly positive, but in the best version of you and letting them do them and you do you. And so just thinking that, you know, this is not a problem for me in my marriage.
Right. That's a good point. Like it doesn't affect our marriage. Like we need to learn how to put it away and like keep going. And I think instead I get nervous that we'll be that point or my husband will act like his dad and say those mean things. So I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's normal to have those questions when we consider, because we're all always kind of evaluating. And so giving yourself some grace when you have that thought, because if you have that much awareness and you're being that mindful, having conversations with your husband could really help move you both forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you letting, you showing up and your best version and knowing that no matter what anyone else says or does, that you just, you can witness, kind of do that zoom out and just witness it, and you can still be present and loving.
Okay. Thank you. That's super helpful.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. I am not sure what I've done here. I'm going to remove the spotlight. Okay, y'all. So with that said, does anyone have any questions? I'm just going to scroll through the chat. You can't help other people feel their feelings. You know, I will agree with that. And I have recently learned, and something I'm thinking about, and I'll conclude, I think this might be a nice ending to the thing about grief. And as we're moving through the holidays and we're all thinking about, you know, we're grieving in some ways, whether it's around COVID and how things have changed or loved ones we've lost. But sometimes grief just needs to be witnessed. And when you're around loved ones, who are expressing emotion, and maybe you're thinking it's grief, or you could ask yourself, what else could this person be thinking or feeling? You know, could this be grief? And maybe they just want a shoulder to cry on, and you can be that witness for someone. And it doesn't mean anything about you, but just being that person, being available with a listening ear. Sometimes that's all somebody needs to help process an emotion, is to be witnessed. All right. On that note, y'all, happy holidays. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for being so supportive of one another. And I want to encourage you that overwhelm can be beaten when you slow it down, when you make your list doable. Watch out for people pleasing. No one, you absolutely have 100% control of what goes in your mouth, and that you can plan these holidays. We're talking about 8 meals, but listen to how much brain space these stories are taking up in your brain. And how much do you want to give? Put it all on paper, because this is not even here yet. The days aren't even here yet. Let's slow it down, and let's take authority on what we have control over, and work on the relationship we have with our loved ones, work on the relationship we have with ourselves. And just know that if relationship work is something you're interested in, that there's going to be an amazing camp in March on relationships. So there's that last in there. Y'all have a nice evening. Thank you for being here. And I just appreciate y'all. I think I can close this out. I think I just hit close. Bye, y'all.